keep saying that because I'm exhausted.
It's been all right. A week.
What a week, though.
Mm.
What an incredible week in Chicago history this has been. You know, people said that insane things were going to happen if the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. And something insane did happen today. Mm-hmm. 5 million people showed up downtown, making downtown Chicago the second largest city in America.
In terms of population, right. It's unbelievable.
And it is now technically the seventh largest human gathering in recorded history. The top human gathering in recorded history, if you take out religious pilgrimage and funerals, state funerals.
Some might say this was sort of a religious pilgrimage, but yes, it's if you think about it in terms of sheer numbers, 5 million people coming for a rally and a parade for the Chicago Cubs, it shows you how much this means to the city.
Have they ever said how they calculate these mass gatherings, whether it's a Blackhawks parade or Cubs or
anything? Abacus. You got a guy with an abacus.
City has a department that lists, always releases the official numbers. And
I'm just curious.
You know what? I was on a roof and I was counting.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
That's how that
so
happened.
So Judy Pilek turns out
is floor
the one.
Right here.
4,998,921.
No one gets by Judy.
Oh, I got to start over again. One,
where were we?
Two.
Could you guys back it up?
It's all approximate. Come on.
It's true. Can't really. Well, I'll tell you, there are very easy technical ways now that are available to the NSA.
Oh.
They had drones
creepy
flying
Uncle
over.
Knows a little something about that.
Those drones were the ones that were doing it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's totally right, Kevin Powell. They've now put human trackers into everybody who is born in the hospitals these days, and they know exactly where they are at all times. So don't even begin to think that they don't know where you are at all times, Kevin Powell, because they're on the lookout for you.
Maybe you should tell Kevin about the facial recognition software, too, that they use.
Oh, and they use that facial recognition software. Thank you very much, Adam Rogers.
Sure.
Are you reading my mind? Are you in my thoughts?
I think you told me about that first, so I just wanted to remind you that was part of your spiel.
There is facial recognition technology that they are using now to track your every movement, Kevin Powell.
Oh, no.
I know you like to make this all kind of funny time talk, but this is very serious. And when my fearless leader, Donald Trump, is president of the United States, we are going to make sure that you have a very special place to go. Finally, it will be used for good and not evil.
Right. I understand.
Thank you, Kevin Powell.
You got it.
By the way, I did leave the basement.
Yeah, I'll see you at the basement meeting.
To go to the rally today.
Hmm.
But I only got as far as the bus stop.
I thought that was you.
Because people were on the bus and they were looking at me. So I immediately moved back to the basement, where I watched it on the U, Channel 26, the only station that comes in.
Glad you got to watch it.
It's been a long day, Creepy Uncle.
I am a very, very large fan of Sven Gulli. He seems to be the only person on the news that tells the truth.
Does that face recognition pick up his face or no?
Is that some sort of a joke?
Because he's a vampire.
He is the most talented newsman in Chicago.
Creepy Uncle, did you hear that I crowd surfed today?
I've got to go. I don't like when young people talk to me.
Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later.
Well, this parade certainly brought people out of the basements, out of the houses, out of the offices.
5 million of them.
Not a lot of people working today, didn't seem.
Now, I do want to say this, that Violetta did crowd surf, and I want to play this audio again. I want to set this up. Now, Kevin, you and Violetta went out to out to this thing today, the rally,
right.
Center point in Hutchinson Field.
We had a great spot, by the way. We were right next to the stage.
Yeah, they even gave us media passes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Backstage passes or no?
No.
This is the closest you're ever going to the party room.
Side stage, yeah.
Yeah, who needs a party room when I got 5 million people crowd surfing me, please?
So you're all right. So you get out there. What time did you guys get there this morning?
Well, we got.
Well, on the way there, Violetta had 3 bathroom breaks. So I think it was about 9 o'clock or so. 9:30.
Did you have to use the porta potties?
I did, but they were actually really clean. There was a lot of porta potties.
Okay.
Do you do that thing where you have to check? Like, you have to assess a porta potty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, from a distance, you make some decisions, then you get close up to it, and then you want to choose where there's 2 or 3 of them next to each other, where they're not occupied, so that you can make a quick decision change if you have to.
Right.
Need some buffer zone.
Yeah. Right.
And then you decide one, and then you're like, I'm going to check one more, and you see one more, and you're like, heck no. Going back to the first
one. Right. And then you let it swing close. Oh, and then everyone knows.
It looks so bad after all. After you get a few of the other ones, like, I'll go back.
Oh, some of them are just gross.
So then you guys were in. What time did this body surfing thing happen?
This is probably about
crowd surfing.
An hour into it or so. So the people that Violetta came up to me, he's like, I want to crowd surf. That was all she said.
Oh,
like, okay.
Did you try to discourage her, Kevin?
And Kevin's like, I'm busy.
I can just tell she was determined, and I wasn't going to try to, you know, persuade her out of it. She had the eye of the tiger, guys. She really did. She was focused, laser focused on crowd surfing. I'm like, all right. Let's do this. And Violetta met some friends that had been waiting there for about 5 hours at the time she did this. So they were
had you warmed them up a little bit?
Yeah,
so
did
they didn't
want to
just drop you on your head?
Well, I did an interview with them. A couple of them were like, why can't we be in the video? I'm like, well, I'll ask you guys something. Can you crowd surf me? And they were like, sure.
Yeah!
Dude, let's do it. Yeah. Everyone was a little blurry eyed. That was the crew that's been there for 5 hours. So they were like, whatever.
Now, were they stopping alcoholism on the public way like they promised they were going to do yesterday?
I don't think that was totally successful. Did you guys notice
On the way out near a tree, it was sort of near where the police were gathering. There was like some Budweiser's and some bottles and stuff.
There was absolutely no garbage cans. So anyone's trash, they just compiled little piles. So it was nice because it wasn't just thrown everywhere, but there was no garbage cans. So everyone just made piles of like...
Well, it's a public safety thing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
To have a garbage can?
Yeah.
Right, because you can do things.
You can secret explosive devices.
People climb on top of them and then trust fall off.
People throw them. It's a lot of things that can go on.
But along the parade route, I don't think they were ultimately totally successful with the alcohol consumption. It felt like there were a lot of people who clearly had been drinking and had...
What's wrong with a Budweiser?
Nope,
today,
I'm not
right?
saying, I'm just saying. Yeah. It just
You're
going to
take
like,
the day off of work, might as well.
Enjoy yourself, sure. But it was definitely on the parade route.
So, all right, you've now talked these people into agreeing. And did you rally them? Did you say, all right, I'm going to go this way, or did you just throw yourself into this?
No, they knew more about it than I did. They seemed like veteran
surfers,
yeah, crowd surfers or gropers. I don't know what they would be considered.
Now, I did ask you this earlier before we were able to see the video. I said, do you feel as though you had been groped? And you said, no, you didn't feel it. You weren't sure. I have now reviewed the video along with Major League Baseball and the NHL. And we have done some video analysis of this. And I believe I called that guy that's on Fox for the NFL, that Perino guy or whatever.
Mike Pereira. After further review.
Upon further review, I believe there was some illegal use of hands in this.
Confirmed
sexual
harassment.
Maybe, but nothing more than the usual. So it was okay.
Usual.
I didn't notice it.
So that's just a regular day for you?
Okay. I mean.
It's really funny because if you watch this video closely, there's one guy, he's camera left, that is like, when she's like, hey, you mind if I crowd surf? And then you turn around and this guy is checking you out.
Oh, no.
And he's kind of making this decision like, I don't know. Let's see, what part of here, what can I get here?
What can I get away with?
Yeah,
here,
what kind
right?
of, what, where is my hand going
to
go?
You know, one of those guys right now, we're just talking to them, bro, there was this chick crowd surfing. Totally got a feeling.
Well, how
man.
About in the video?
I think she likes me.
When you can hear them say, all right, bring her back. She's media. Like as if we can't keep her. She's media.
Yeah, someone's yelling, she's media, she's media. Bring her back.
We can't keep her.
Keep her like she's a pet.
Well, where Violetta comes from, that's what happens. Violetta got sold when she was 8. and then returned when she was 10.
Was it scary doing it when they finally lifted you up, or did it feel like exhilarating and kind of fun?
It was exhilarating. I mean, so then I didn't know how to crowd surf. I didn't know that you're supposed to lay back the whole time. So then I tried looking up at the camera, and that's when you see that
I kind of fall.
You
can't do that. You got to go straight
back.
Right,
straight back like a board. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would have to do it again. I got to bring a beach ball next time, and I need more energy, and now I know what to do.
It was seriously like Wilson the volleyball in Castaway. She just starts drifting away. I'm feeling her. She's like, bring
you're
me back.
Her.
I'm like, I can't see her anymore. She may never come back from this.
Actually, it's really interesting is how many of the people are staring at you as you're going backwards, and they're like, I don't think she's going to make it.
She's going to yeah,
do it. I don't think
she's
going to make it. Yeah, that girl's going to fall on
Jesus.
Her head.
Right, well, that was my biggest fear because it was so muddy over there. I'm like, I'm not afraid of the groping or people touching me. What I'm afraid of is if they drop me and then
by
I
the
have
way,
mud.
What time can you be at Trump Tower?
I've got a food basket.
Well, I mean, if you're going to ask to be crowd surf, you're going to expect something, right? But
I was groped while filming. I don't know where that came from. That was welcomed.
All right, well, let's listen to the audio of this. This lives at WGNradio.com, by the way, if you want to watch this for your
it's a great video.
For your own edification. It's mm-hmm. The video is Kevin and Violetta kind of taking you through the day, and she's the crowd surfing is the last 30, 40 seconds of this. Mm-hmm. But
no, actually, there's a whole new video.
Oh, there's a whole new video?
This is only crowd surfing.
Oh, even better. Wait, mm-hmm. hold on a second. I got to find this then. All right, well, let's listen to this.
You guys think that, like, I could crowd surf?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys, like, legitimately think you can pick me up? I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. But crowd surfing's always been on my bucket list, so I'm kind of willing to try it. Why not? The Cubs just won the World Series!
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
I like Kevin there laughing like, I can't believe she just lived.
Yeah.
I'm just
like, I don't know what I can do about this. What I like is they totally returned you within a decent amount of time back to the stage. It wasn't like, you know, you had to be like, hey, get me back there. Get me back. They just
No, you
of...
can hear me faintly in the background.
Oh,
I'm
you
like,
did?
Bring me back now. This is good.
That's a work perk right there because everyone's like, she's in the media. Bring her back.
Oh.
Bring her back.
So then they listened because they knew they were on video too. It would have been a little awkward if they...
She's an Indians fan. I would have done that if I were you. Kev.
Sox fan.
Keeper. Scream that out real loud. And then there would have been, you know, the bad.
Not have liked that whatsoever. That would have been.
There's some fun bloopers, too, probably going up on a blooper reel.
And then midway back from crowd surfing, she actually stopped at the bathroom and then made her way all the way back. So
I'm surprised that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know
but it was
what,
like,
Kevin?
That's the thing. Is like she's moving back, and then. And she just hits the ground in the mud. That's what it would have sounded like.
It was a complete mud pit there. I mean, it's seriously. We got there when it was maybe half full, if that. And we walked down just sort of the main area, and it was all mud. So I can't imagine what it was like when people were stampeding through for a couple hours.
I like this guy's reaction.
Woo!
Yeah. It was the guy that was kind of looking, trying to decide which piece of Violetta he was going to try assist with. Let's put it that way.
That was 5:30, guy.
Yeah, with no doubt about it. No doubt. What time have you been? We got here? 5:28.
5:28, man.
Open at 5:30. What time is it now? Sunday? Hello. Oh man. All right. Well, what a wild year 2016 has been. Totally wild here.
It's what a
all
great
culminating run. To a Violetta Podrometic crowd surf at the World Series parade.
Are you gonna crowd surf at the Trump rally on Tuesday night?
Negative.
Oh gosh,
that is a negative.
Not gonna do that.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't even know if I want to crowd surf at the Hillary rally.
That's a suicide
mission. By the way, that's a very good answer. Do you like club sandwiches?
You can have the fruit basket. Look, Kevin, not the pears, right?
Not the pears. Those are mine.
Wait, no, I'm keeping the pears. No, wait, you're hungry. You still want dinner?
The pears are delicious. Don't touch them.
Yeah, you can't touch those. Oh, you want to eat? Okay, whatever. I have half a club sandwich left over. See yourself out.
The pears are in season.
Goodbye.
Want a crowd surf?
All right. Let us now. I don't even know what we do now.
Traffic.
We cannot live... We can't. We cannot. There's nothing left to live for. I mean, this is it. The Cubs have won the World Series. I'm not sure what to do with myself.
It does feel like you want to just have almost a mellow weekend and absorb what's just happened. It's like amazing.
Violetta?